Right now, it's time for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. It is WCHL's Kids Question of the Week. Kids Q airs every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30 during the Aaron Keck Show. That would be now. Presented by PTA Thrift Shop and the Youth Works on Main Collaborative, the beautiful community home for some great child-focused nonprofits, including Youth Forward, Triangle Bike Works, Musical Empowerment, the Skajaja Fund, Healthy Girls Save the World, and more. And joining us now in the studio, we have Santa Jean Bolduc to help us out with Kids Q today of the weekend water cooler here on WCHL. How are you? Happy holidays.
I'm good. I'm still on the nice list as far as I know.
That's good.
You know, it's always a question mark until Christmas
Eve.
Do
we know if we're on the naughty list? Are you just defaulting to, I assume I'm on the
I'm inclined to think that if you're on the naughty list, you probably know it.
I don't think people think of themselves
as
naughty.
Well, they don't think of themselves as naughty.
I think
they have somebody saying to them, "Well, that was awfully naughty of you, Aaron."
Yeah, yes, but I have a feeling that people who are actually on the naughty list don't listen to those people.
Oh, that's a good point.
I think if you're racking your brain and you suspect you might be on the naughty list and you're worried about
it,
then you're probably on the nice list.
Right.
Yeah, the ones on the naughty list are the ones who don't even think about it. They just don't care.
It's like healthcare. I know you're going to enjoy this segue.
Please do.
It's like healthcare because the people who really are the most concerned about losing their healthcare usually are not the people who are terribly sick.
Yes.
They are the people who are what they call the worried, healthy public, who understand how dicey this kind of thing can be, even if it isn't for them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so they're probably on the nice list, too.
Also true.
Their anxiety about this helps people who are really not in a position to help themselves.
There you go.
Yeah, so there it is. I've sorted all that out, which means I'm on the nice list.
Are you ready for Kids Q?
Yeah, I mean, we may have just already answered the Kids Q question.
I don't know. Unfortunately, that is not the Kids Q question, although it should be. All right, everyone get around the radio. This is for everyone. Here is today's Kids Q question. If you made a time capsule that's going to be opened 100 years from now, what three items would you put in it?
What would I put in it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, am I there to open it? Because, you know, I might put the...
I don't know. How worried are you about the healthcare system?
The secret formula for how it is that I'm there to open it. What would I put in it? Let's see. Man.
Okay. I've got my answer.
Okay. Well, the first thing is a picture of my family.
Okay. Well, that is the question. Who is going to open it? Because it's probably not going to be us. It's going to be somebody else.
Or our descendants.
Is it our descendants? Do we want information about our families so that our descendants can see it? Or do we want just sort of information about the world we live in so that future generations in general can see it?
Okay. I think it's just going to have to be the complete works of Dr. Seuss.
Okay.
Winnie the Pooh.
Uh-huh.
And Pink Floyd's The Wall.
I
think that all of these things together could help you survive almost any situation.
Okay.
So that's what I would say.
I'm going to be slightly more optimistic and move past all of those on the assumption that those are all still going to be around in 100 years anyway for people to enjoy and experience.
Oh, gosh, that's a good point.
So what I'm going to do instead is I'm going to put three, I don't know which three, I'd have to do a little bit of research, but I'm going to put three books into the time capsule, and they're all going to be current events, political analysis books about the way the world is right now,
right,
and how what we're seeing today in 2018 is unlike anything we've ever seen before.
Exactly true, too, by the way, yes.
Because 100 years from now, they'll be able to pull out those books and read them and understand that what they're seeing 100 years from now is probably not a whole lot dissimilar from what
we're
seeing today.
I have something even better than that.
And then they'll be able to understand their own books better. But go for it.
Okay. I think that's brilliant, as usual. But I'm going to say something even crazier. I'm going to put my smartphone in there. because, mm-hmm. number one, that means I wouldn't have it all the time. But number two, it's because it's the technology that I can think of that seems like it's hot stuff right now, mm-hmm. but is just going to be laughably outdated in 100 years. I mean, my goodness, I think about 30 years ago and, you know, what phones were when I was a kid. You know, can you imagine the phone in my kitchen didn't even have a camera in it?
Yeah, yeah. And it was stuck to the wall, right?
It was attached to the wall.
Okay, so here's the other question that we can ask.
See what I did there?
Got back to the wall thing. Okay, so here's the question. If you opened a time capsule today from 100 years ago, what would you want to be in it? Because that'll inform what we put in today for 100 years in the future.
I would want my copy of the petition that's about to pass 100 years ago. Whatever the document would be, for women gaining the right to vote.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd want a newspaper story about that. Says it's going to be a thing.
Yeah.
It's really going to happen.
With a whole bunch of
two men arguing.
Anachronistic editorials about how this is never going to be a thing. Yeah.
Yeah. That would be good because that was
1918, yeah. Well,
1920 is when it took effect, when it all ratified. Yep. Right.
Hey, if you're driving around or if you're at home, ask yourself this question, ask your kids this question, see where the conversation goes. If you have some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter. Tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at YouthWorks on Main, works with an X. Use the hashtag KidsQ.